The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Ministry of Agriculture has a clear mandate to promote the use of modern appropriate agricultural technology, as evidenced by the theme of the Caribbean Week of Agriculture 2024, Climate Smart Agriculture for a Sustainable Future. After years of involvement in issues related to climate change and agriculture, veteran plant pathologist and climate change consultant Steve Maxime has developed a Climate Smart Agriculture Compliant CSAC approach. Maxime said the Climate Smart Agriculture Compliant CSAC approach, to which St. Vincent and the Grenadines signed on during this week, has been touted as the way agricultural activities should be carried out in this current climate change era.
This climate smart agriculture has been literally touted as the solution to how you conduct the agricultural activities in this era of climate change. But I was also aware that a lot of the things that passed for climate smart agriculture were genuinely climate smart agriculture projects, but they were just greenwashing. And greenwashing is a term that refers to coming up with project ideas that sound as if they're going to be climate change adaptive or mitigative, but they're already meant to make money, to pull wool over people's eyes, that type of thing. So that term greenwashing is what I was trying to avoid. So I used my years of experience to come up with a more comprehensive climate smart agriculture. And the result of that labor was this tool that I trademarked back in 2017 called Climate Smart Agriculture Compliance Tool or Approach.
Maxime explained how the Climate Smart Agriculture Compliant CSAC approach will work.
What it does is it identifies and measures what a truly comprehensive climate smart agriculture will look like. There are five areas of investigation that have to do with resource conservation, energy use, safety, biodiversity support, and greenhouse gas reduction. Now, all that sounds very technical. In the end, it is based on 20 questions. So there are four questions that one asks oneself, or an auditor will ask a farmer or a producer, and it is the answers to those questions that determines just how climate smart your activities are. The answers to those 20 questions are rated between 1 to 5 points. So if you answered all 20 questions and you got the maximum 5 marks for each of the questions, you have a rating of 100. And that, in CSAC terms, is that you would have a level 5 of compliance. In other words, you had a perfect climate smart agriculture operation. Now, if your answers to the 20 questions did not come up to 39 or more points, then it was safe to say that your operation is not climate smart. What I've come up with is a way to literally measure how climate smart an operation is.
Maxime also outlined how the Climate Smart Agriculture Compliant CSAC approach is expected to benefit St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Now we have a platform, a mechanism, where we want to train people in climate smart agriculture. So the tool, because it has these 20 questions, it means there's an ordered, methodical way that you can teach people about climate smart agriculture, from extension officers to farmers to kids, because there's a 4-H application to the climate smart agriculture component tool, which I developed again and is part of a manual that is available Caribbean wide. It was funded by IFAD, which is the International Fund for Agriculture Development, and it was produced in 2022. I own that as well, and that is available now for both extension officers, farmers, 4-H members, and the youth in agriculture, which is a very important aspect within St. Vincent and the Grenadines. But in addition, apart from being a training tool, it is also a marketing tool. The idea is that we are going to get to the point where farmers are being paid preferential prices based on how climate smart the operations were.
Veteran plant pathologist and climate change consultant with decades of experience and knowledge of agricultural development, Steve Maxime. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.